everybody. Welcome to the first broadcast of Chevron 8. This is a little bit different for me. This is the first time I've ever done a podcast, so I just want to ask you guys to be a little bit lenient. I'm going to try and work out any kinks as we go along, but just to start out, I want to let you guys know what Chevron 8 is going to be about. It's mainly Stargate news, both on SG-1 and Atlantis. But I will be doing some information when I want to, or when I get a chance, on some of my other favorite sci-fi shows, like Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who, Farscape, Firefly, Star Trek, etc., etc. Basically, almost any sci-fi show that a true fan would love. Gonna give you as much news as I can get on that. I'm also going to give you news on any actor information I can get, or, anything kind of spoilerish. On the spoiler front, I will be including those. So, just be prepared for those of you that don't normally or don't listen to spoilers. Be aware that I will be including them in the podcast as I come across them. Just to let you know, most of the sites that I get my news from, there's a few main ones. The first of which, the one I hold the highest regard for most news on the shows, is a website called Gate World. Most of you probably, if you're in the Stargate universe, know this website by now. If you don't, it is a great way to actually catch up. They have an Omnipedia on there. They've got information on every single episode so far. They've even got some stuff coming up on season 10 episodes as well. Their web address, if you want to check it out, is www.gateworld.net. Another show that's kind of related to Gate World is the scifiworld.net. Now, this, to me, is one of the best resources for wallpapers, IM icons, emoticons. They've also got some really great interviews with casts, and they don't have just stuff on Stargate. They have stuff on some other shows as well, so I would check them out as well when you get a chance. I don't really go to sci-fi.com so much because they don't really have a lot of information on the shows. They have kind of generic websites for them. I find that Gate World has the most up-to-date news as, on their portion. So you might want to, there might be some interesting things on there. I do go there every once in a while and check it out. But those basically are the news sites that I get stuff from. Now, a couple other sites that I actually really thoroughly enjoy, they're almost role-playing websites. Not necessarily like massive MMORPG games, but they are somewhat role-playing. The first of which is my favorite. It's kind of a home away from home online. It's called ausgate.net. That's ausgate.net. They've got some really cool stuff on there. If you actually ever want to quiz yourself on your knowledge, they've got quizzes on almost every single episode, and they're pretty in detail, too. You have to really have been paying attention, so I love that site. If you want to, when you go there, check out, I recommend checking out the SGC faction. You'll know what I mean when you get there. Another website that I love for Stargate stuff is Stargate Alpha. Then there's there's just a bunch of sites out there. I'll update those as I go along as well. But as far as news, tonight I'm going to include a few things. Save a little bit as we go, but I want to include one major one for my first broadcast. But before I get to that, I don't know if you guys remember Marina Baccarin from Firefly. She is going to be joining Stargate SG-1. Well, not as a full-time. She's just going to be guesting in a few episodes this year. She's going to be playing Vala's daughter, Adria. I'm not sure exactly how they're pronouncing it. But she's going to be playing that character, so she's going to have a pretty pivotal role, because to me it sounds like they're kind of making her Ori evil incarnate. Should be pretty fun. And seeing her around again. Also some casting news on the Atlantis front. If you guys remember from the movie, Richard Kind, he's actually done a bunch of stuff. You'd probably recognize his face more than his name. But Richard Kind was one of the technicians from the movie that was trying to figure out the cover stones before Daniel got to him. And I think he was the one that actually translated it wrong. He's going to be coming to Atlantis. David Ogden Stiers, pretty famous character actor, is going to be joining for a couple episodes as well. Got some good actors coming in like we got last year with Lou Gossett Jr. and Claudia Black and, you know, everybody that came over last year. So it looks like Atlantis is kind of doing the same thing with some new characters as well, or new actors and characters as well. That's some news there. The big news that I want to tell you guys about, and you might want to sit down for this, is Vala and Mitchell and Carter and Teal'c, this episode that I'm talking about is called The Shroud, tentatively, at least as what Gateworld is saying. Sorry I didn't go into this first. It's tentatively titled The Shroud. And I think it's going to be the 12th episode, so it probably won't air in the U.S. until January or so. But basically, the write-ups make it sound like Vala and Mitchell, Carter and Teal'c all go to this Ori-visited world. And I'm not sure where David is at the beginning of the episode, but as she gets into it, it looks like David. Sorry, I'm a little bit tired while I'm recording this, guys. I'm so shocked at myself. Apparently, we don't know why Daniel's not there right now during the beginning of this episode. But like I said, it's episode 12, and it should be airing sometime in January. But what happens is they go and they try and find, and they decide to go ahead and wait for this Ori to meet here, because they've never heard of an Ori not preaching hellfire and brimstone, basically. And this one is definitely preaching like a 60s tolerant, peace, love, and joy man kind of thing. But it ends up turning out that it's Daniel. At the end of the episode, we find out somehow that Daniel has become an Ori prior. I'm talking season 5 huge here, people. This is crazy. I don't know if I can take this anymore. anyway, that was the big news. I do hope to include more news, and I hope that the podcast gets longer as I go along. But before I go, I just wanted to give a big shout-out and a huge thank you to everybody that produces and works on the show to get it to 10 years and make it the longest-running American sci-fi show ever and make it, you know, just what it is today, and the 200th episode as well. I just want to congratulate you guys, and I do hope that it goes for 50 years more. I do hope that you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope you come back, and like I said, I hope to improve as we go along. Thanks for listening, everybody. The